This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, December 17. Rehoboam's Heavy Yoke. Our reading comes from 1 Kings chapter 12. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone there to make him king. When Jeroboam, son of Nebat, heard this, he was still in Egypt, where he fled from King Solomon, he returned from Egypt. So they sent for Jeroboam. And he and the whole assembly of Israel went to Rehoboam and said to him, "Your father put a heavy yoke on us, but now lighten the harsh labor and the heavy yoke he put on us, and we will serve you." Rehoboam answered, "Go away for 3 days and then come back to me." So the people went away. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who had served his father Solomon during his lifetime. "How would you advise me to answer these people?" he asked. They replied, "If today you will be a servant to these people, and serve them, and give them a favorable answer, they will always be your servants." But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him, and consulted the young men who had grown up with him and were serving him. He asked them, "What is your advice? How should we answer these people who say to me, 'Lighten the yoke your father put on us'?" The young men who had grown up with him replied, "These people have said to you, 'Your father put a heavy yoke on us, but make our yoke lighter.' Now tell them, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's waist. My father laid on you a heavy yoke. I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips. I will scourge you with scorpions.'" 3 days later, Jeroboam and all the people returned to Rehoboam, as the king had said, "Come back to me in 3 days." The king answered the people harshly, rejecting the advice given him by the elders. He followed the advice of the young men and said, "My father made your yoke heavy. I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips. I will scourge you with scorpions." So the king did not listen to the people, for this turn of events was from the Lord, to fulfill the word the Lord had spoken to Jeroboam, son of Nebat, through Ahijah, the Shilonite. Philippians 2:5-7. Have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. When King David died, his son Solomon became the next king. He had an excellent start, but Solomon later turned away from God. His actions angered the Lord. When Solomon died, his son Rehoboam was crowned as king. The coronation was interrupted by Jeroboam, who pleaded with Rehoboam to lighten the crushing taxes that Solomon had put in place. Rehoboam consulted with the elders. They advised him to serve the people by lowering the taxes. But Rehoboam refused. Instead, he decided to increase the burdensome taxes. The result was rebellion, division, and sin in the kingdom. Philippians 2 describes Jesus' attitude and actions when he came to be our Savior and King. It tells us that although Jesus was one with God, he humbled himself by becoming a human being like us. And he willingly served by giving his life on a cross to save us from sin and death. Therefore, God raised him not only from death, but also to rule in heaven, promising that every knee will bow before our servant King and confess him as Lord. Is anything burdening you today? Jesus calls, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Pray with me. Lord Jesus, our servant King, may we not only come to you to find rest for our souls, but join in with you as we joyfully serve others today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.